Amen. This altar ought to be full tonight. Every family in this building tonight is suffering with some type of problems. I don't even know how we come to church a lot of the times and have church with so many burdens on us. With our children and grandchildren in such a bad shape and parents in such a bad shape and life in general coming at you in every direction. It's a miracle if we can come to the house of God and even have a worship service, if you think about it. In this day that we're living in, trouble on every hand. So many folks coming to church worried about what's going on in their home while they're here in church. And worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Some folks' children in prison. And some of them in a terrible shape on drugs. On alcohol, their minds are gone, and we worried about them, sick, and we don't know where to turn. But Jesus is still the answer, and He'll be the answer tomorrow and the next day if we'll just trust in God. Amen. There's no telling what the Lord could do if you'd turn it over to Him. Quit trying to handle it yourself. The Bible said the woman with the issue of blood sought many physicians, but grew worse. She sought for the wrong place. She sought it in the wrong place and for the wrong person. But when she touched Jesus, said right then, it was took care of. That's what we need tonight. Amen. We need to trust in God. Trust in God. I want to read out of the book of Genesis chapter number 6. I want to read a couple of verses here. And then I want to talk to us tonight, if God will help me, on a thought when God had enough. Let's stand. Let's stand. When God had enough. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, a perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, Lord, tonight, as humble as we know how. We thank you, dear Lord, again for every blessing. We thank you for the privilege we have to be in your house, to feel your spirit in this service, Lord. I thank you, dear God, for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, I pray, God, tonight, your blessings on each home represented here. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, Lord, may you touch them tonight. Lord, you know the need of the hour. We ask you, dear God, that you'd grant it to us one more time. Lord, help us tonight to deliver that you've laid on my heart, Lord, with power, demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We ask you, dear Father, again, that you'd anoint us afresh. Let preaching be easy for us. Lord, we pray that you'd give us liberty and power. Give us the words to say. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. And we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. When God has enough. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. Surely, you don't think God's going to let this thing go much further, do you? If he let this thing go much further, he's going to have to reach back in Noah's day and in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them people for the condition that we're in today, not only in the United States of America, but all over the world. Yes. Amen. This thing has gotten closer now than what it used to be. How the world is not as big as it used to be. We have all types of media now how to bring this thing together. How we can know within seconds of things that are going on across the globe. Amen. How we can know within seconds on things that's going on out in California and all over the United States, just like that. It's not as large of a place as it used to be. The Bible tells us here Jesus said, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. I believe we're living in the latter days. We're just about to wind this thing up. I really do believe that. Somebody said, but don't all these things have to come to pass? I believe everything's already ready. Amen. And what we're waiting on now is the reason why the Lord hadn't come back today is because of the long suffering of our Lord. The Bible said it's His will that none perish, but that all come to repentance. When God says, I've had enough. I want to talk to us about that thought for a minute. You want to look in the days of Noah for a few minutes. You'll find in verse number 1, the Bible said it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth. I want to talk about that for just a minute. Look around us. We no longer have what you call small towns in America and in our world today. We've had and seen and witnessed a population explosion in our day today. More than 7 billion people. That's a lot of people that fills the earth. And the more that we get together, the worse and violent it gets. Amen. I tell you, that's the reason why we have so much road rage going on in our road system today. Look out yonder. I tell you, a lot of folks lose their religion trying to just go to work and come home from work. So much fussing and cussing going on, and people getting violent and angry. Whoever thought that somebody gets so mad that they'll follow somebody home because they got road rage and shoot them in their own yard? I tell you, when God says it's enough, amen, I've never seen nothing like it. My friend, it was like in the day when the Bible said men began to multiply. You remember in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, there at the Tower of Babel, they began to accumulate, and they wouldn't scatter out. And the more they got together, the more violent they got. I'm going to tell you, we're living in the days of Noah. Amen. We no longer have the little old country towns. Amen. Wickedness is all over the place. We live in a disturbing day. A disturbing day today. Look at it. Who had ever thought that we'd have seen the day where our Supreme Court would have ruled that it was okay for same-sex marriages to take place in America, what we deemed a Christian nation. I know our president said we're no longer a Christian nation, but who gives him the right to tell us who we are, or any other man to tell us who we are? I declare on the authority of God's word, thank God I'm a Christian. Amen. If the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket, I'll say I'm still a Christian. Amen. No man has the right to tell me, amen, where I live, we're not a Christian people. Amen. We live in a disturbing day. Who would have ever thought in America that we abort babies and sell their body parts across the world? And we're what's wrong with us today? Millions of babies killed in the womb of their mothers. Amen. And they take them babies and cut. What kind of a man, an evil man, a disturbed doctor can take a baby premature from a womb, much less take it and cut it up and sell body parts? They ought to put them folks in prison tonight. This is Friday night, and I just feel like preaching a while. Amen. You sang a while. You hang in there with me for just a little while. Amen. When I get this unloaded, I'm going to the house. Amen. Who had ever thought somebody in America, a disturbing day, I would go to a college and ask you if you're a Christian, and you say yes and shoot them right in the head? Who would have thought of that? Who would have ever thought that family would get so disturbed and so violent until children will kill their own parents today. Folks will break into your house. Listen, steal your children. Carry them off, rape and kill them. Who would have thought we'd live to see that day? Oh, listen, don't tell me. I believe God's about to say, I've had enough. I've had enough. Amen. Disturbing day that we live in today. I tell you, if it don't shake you up, get your head out of the sand. Amen. It won't be long till our Lord's are going to come back. Amen. And I'm telling you, He's coming back for the second time with judgment. Amen. He come the first time with salvation, but it'll be judgment when He comes again. Amen. When God says it's enough. It seemed like every day we turn around and it doesn't surprise me anymore how the different wickedness that we see. The Bible said that it grieved God because of their wickedness that they even made man. The Bible said that man's thoughts and deeds were continuously evil. Everywhere they turn, it's a constant evil in our world today. I want to tell the legislators in our land today, you cannot legislate evil. Amen. Amen. They're trying to, but you can't do it in a world of sin and so much evil that we're living in today when God says it's enough. A disturbing day that we're living in today. God help us. He's a coming back anytime. You better get ready before it's everlasting too late. Noah's day was not only a disturbing day, but it was a determining day. God said, I'm going to destroy the world. Amen. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was continuously evil. Man's heart continuously evil, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, and all the creeping things. The Bible said, and the fowl of the air, for it repent me that I have made them. He determined he's had enough. He's had enough. It had to break God's heart, the condition that man had gotten in. It's grieving his heart, the condition that we're in today. Amen. Most churches today, now listen, it's not only out yonder, it's in here. Most churches today have on their roll three or four times more church members on their roll than they have active coming to church today. Where I try to serve the Lord at, they tell me we have 600 members in that place. We'd have to build a new building if all of them folks had come to the house of God. But we only have a handful that comes to the house of God. I tell you, the fault is not out yonder. It's in here. It grieves God's heart that he even made man. He determined in Noah's day that he is going to destroy it. It's determined in our day. Here's what he said in 2 Peter. He said, looking far and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire, he said, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. There's a day determined now by God. He's no longer going to destroy this earth with water, but he promised, put a rainbow in the sky, that he will not destroy it with water. The next time it'll be destroyed with fire. Amen. It's a coming. The day's determined as it was in Noah's day. When God said, it's enough. It's a day of destruction. It'll be a day of destruction. The Bible said, that God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now in Noah's day it never had rained. How the earth, when it was made, it was built with a canopy on the outside of it, where the sun could shine through it, and the weather would stay perfect all the time. Plant life flourished, animal life flourished, man's health, because it was 100% oxygen in that capsule. We could breathe, amen. And the healing of that air that we've had caused them to live for hundreds of years. That's right. Never had rained. It had watered the plant with dew from the earth. But God said, it's going to rain. And he said, the Bible said in Hebrews, said Noah believed God and moved with fear and built an ark for the saving of his souls. 8 souls were saved. Amen. And it was imputed unto Noah righteousness for his faith. Amen. God said it's going to rain. And Noah, the Bible said, found grace in the eyes of God. And the Bible said he moved with fear and built an ark. And when it rained, I'm telling you, it's a coming. When God says it's enough, it's going to come. When Noah got through building that ark, that day it started raining. And I want you to know that tonight that when it started raining, it didn't sprinkle. It didn't thunder and lightning. It come a deluge. All the heavens were broken up. All that water that circled the earth busted up, and here it came. All the fountains from beneath erupted and they rose. And it churned. Somebody said, the Grand Canyon was formed over a period of millions of years. Don't you believe a word of it? I'll tell you where it come from. It come from the flood. It's a testimony to us that the flood came. Amen. Why them foolish scientists, they try to make us believe all kinds of stuff. I'm going to tell you, don't you believe a word of it? Amen. I still believe in 24-hour days. Yes, amen. I believe the earth is right at 6,000 years old. And everything in it, God made it. Yes. Amen. Yes. 6 days, he said he made it. And on the seventh day rested. Yes. It began to rain. God bless you. And it churned. How about the ark float? Amen. It floated. But the Bible said, every man, every woman, every boy and girl that wasn't in that ark was destroyed. Every breath, every animal, everything that breathed the breath, they died in that flood. It was a destructive flood. Don't you think for 1 minute that when God rains fire and brimstone down on this world, they won't be a brick house standing. They won't be a steel beam here. It'll all melt with a fervent heat by the judgment of God. It's a coming when God said it's enough. God says it's enough. All of them that are in Christ Jesus is in the safety of the ark of God. Amen. Well, preacher, how long is it going to take? It ain't going to take long. Amen. The trumpet's going to sound, and the dead in Christ going to rise first. And coming up out of the grave, Thessalonians said, we which remain to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. And we're going to be caught up to join them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he said, comfort one another with these words. And just as soon as the saved by grace is gone, fire's coming. You better get in while you can. Amen. Things are coming a day when God's going to say, it's enough. It's enough. It's enough. And it may not be long.
That's right.
It may be before daybreak. We might be living right here by midnight. I think he said in the hour when you think not, the Son of Man's coming. I've never seen a time where people are more unconcerned about the coming of the Lord than they are now. He says, watch ye therefore, for you know not the hour nor the day when the Son of Man comes. He could come, that trumpet sound one of these days. Amen, and I'm going home. Amen, and you that are not right with God, that are not saved, amen, it'll be too late for you. It'll be over with. Amen. Be too late and you'll suffer of the judgment of God, the fire. You'll cry out for the rocks and the mountains to hide you from Him, the face of Him. He's a coming when God says it's enough. Noah's day had a day of deliverance. He was delivered from that flood. The church is going to be delivered from that fire. Amen. When God says it's enough. Tonight I want to ask you a question. If the Lord was to come back tonight, can you say in your heart that you're ready to go? I was sitting at Cracker Barrel in Coleman. My wife likes to stay in that store and look around. I don't like to shop for the same thing she shops for. So I said, I'm going outside and sitting in the rocking chairs. And I was sitting there, and this little old girl that worked in there come out there, and she sat down there. And she sat about two or three rocking chairs over. And I got to thinking, what a good night for the Lord to come back. I mean, it was just a good night. And I looked at her and I said, young lady, I said, isn't this a good night for the Lord to come back? She looked at me and she didn't say a word. And I said, young lady, I said, if the Lord was to come back tonight, are you ready? And she said, no, sir. I said, what do you mean you're not ready? She said, I have to work on Sunday. I said, that's no excuse. I said, churches have a service on Sunday nights. They have them on Wednesday nights. We have three revivals a year all over the place. And I said, you're going to tell God that you had to work on Sunday. It'll never hold water. Amen. Amen. A lot of you tonight, some of you tonight say, well, I'm going to have to give Him all kinds of excuses. There'll be no excuses on that day. Amen. When judgment time comes, it'll be over with. It'll be settled forever. He said, when it comes, said the sheep be on the right, the goats on the left. He'll divide them up like the sheep, like the chaff is with the wheat. Amen. The tares will be bundled up, thrown in the fire. The wheat, he said, gather them in my barn. Amen. Tonight, if he was to come, can you say in your heart you're ready? When God looks at Jesus and says, son, I've had enough. Go get them. Go get them. Can you say tonight that you're ready? Should that be tonight? Or if you were to die, can you say with an assurance in your heart that everything's all right between you and God? Can you say that? If you can't, you need to come to this altar tonight and get right. Let's get a song ready.